you are Kalenjin. It means you stay kwa Ponde la Uva and you pay tax.
Yeah.
Apo.
Yeah.
It needs to change, man. The status quo needs to change.
Okay. Sisi kama watu wa Bonde la Uva. Okay. So Charlene has not reached out, but pia lazima nikuulize kitu moja. One of the stories that happened around ile time ulizusha kabisa, you were offered a job by a senator. Why did you refuse the job? talking of streets, of course, there are some beautiful scenes coming from the streets. Na moja ile nimecheck ni kuna wasa walikuwa na protest masai Zangara. Afka muizi kaka try kuiba jo. Kaka jipata katika protesters. So the last thing una need kuwa saa hizi. Nisilo wasa kumbia, politician wana tuibia, alafu pia weo nakuja hapa. Msame itandiko. Alafu kitu fani, nini ka muizi kanono. Shindo like, at least be fit. Be fit enough ndio kakinuka vizuri.
Like you need to get away.
You need to get away. Alafu sasa nini, anaitwa nani? So far, by the time tunashuti, of course it's on a Tuesday. So the police have accidentally lobbed a tear gas kwa gari yao wenyewe. Lori.
Scenes.
Like with no protesters in sight. Kamelipukia ndani yao. Alafu wame lob tear gas Nation Center.
Hata saa zingine unataka kuwatetea, but
ati how do
you... Nation Center, yeah. It just shows you how the protests are working. Like, people have stayed away. Yeah. But tear gas is
even they're seeing protesters. Them,
I think they are haunting them. They're just seeing crowds.
See, Leo, like, what would be your strategy? Because me, this is what I've been telling people that we need to do, yes? We need, especially watu wa kifunga shule, where we know we can't affect the education. We need to go online and kuambia, tomorrow is the mother of all protests. Make sure umetokea na nini na nini na nini na nini. So tunaanza hivyo. Then kishafika saa sita usiku tunasema niaje, by the way, kesho tusitokee. Ama tutokee. Alafu of course hatutokee.
Hapo
wanaja tutao.
Alafu wanajaa, siku yenyewe tutokee.
Yes. Wanaja tao. Then one day, kila mtu when everything is back to normal, people just start protesting. Because you see, they're still going to lob tear gas. It's not like there is nini kitwa. Wewe so unaona? What's
but
the strategy?
But hapo kwa in it was poisonous gas is where we draw the line, Manzi. So, for is it this long term, short term? Short term, I think that would work. Na sasa tunasema, everyone, you see, I was talking to you before we started. Ma polisi, it seems like we forget those guys are Kenyans. So at a sisi, tusipokuwa kwa streets, na ma polisi wenyewe peke yao wako kwa streets. Wanna protest. Maybe unwillingly, but your protest bado iko ina happen. They should not have been there. They should have been in their respective offices doing their other things, but wako kwa street. Wanna protest. So, yes, tufike kwa street to protest. Yes, kuingine to decide that, by the way.
Yeah.
I think let's get a holiday, bro. People are tired. Let's get a breather. Let's stay home. Let the police protest. And someone said, see, the thing with this is, We are not the ones rioting. As we are protesting peacefully, and then the police are coming and they are rioting. And you see, it's just na orders from above. Because ile siku ya Mashuja concert, guys, after that concert, wameenda wametake ma selfie, ma videos, wanaambia polisi, by the way, unakaa vizuri nini. They are so happy. It's like kids in the same family, ama cousins, wamefurahiana aje. And then this guy comes and gives orders, yeah, shoot them. Yes, the protests are working.
Yes.
Long term, this is where I will put Kenyani home. So, I told you I was doing something before all this started. So, yes, we had acquired a piece of land. And it had not been named Kenyani home. But after all this, you live in fear in your own country. Hadi unajuliza. Na kwani, by the way, mi niko wapi? Niko inchi ingine. Hapa na mse, niko Kenya. Na Kenya ni wapi? Kenya ni home. So what is going to happen? Launch extensive campaigns. Na si campaign ya guys munivote. Mimi, by the way, political office. No. It's good. It's good that good guys come out and do something. There's someone that said that the only way evil wins is when good men do nothing.
Keep quiet, yes.
So, launch extensive campaigns here. Tell these guys, man, go and take a vote. If you don't have a vote, Msi, go and take a vote. Mm. Go and take a vote.
Mm.
Haya. When it gets time,
mm.
Msi, fungulia wazazi YouTube na uweke whatever it is they like.
Mm.
But you, go and vote.
Mm.
Enda piga kura. Mm. So Kenya Ni Home Initiative, I said again, I am passionate about education,
yeah.
is where we will be using agriculture to sustain education.
Mm.
So yes, I may not have gone, but what difference can I make in my country, yes, in my yes. capacity?
Mm. Yes.
I don't need so much. I don't need to have experience ya kuenda sijui wapi na kurudi. No. Now that I am here and now that I am not going, Kenya has to work.
Mm.
Agriculture, education, entertainment.
Mm.
And so we will be launching that chukua kura, piga kura campaign.
Mm.
That one.
Mm.
Haya. It is also important to note that we will be launching this initiative on 31st of August this year in Nairobi. Tutawambia location, bado location tunatafuta very nice location. But guys, show up.
Mm.
So, piga kura, chukua kura campaign. Kata mtu wetu, tribalism is the enemy. Kata mtu wetu campaign. Refuse. Mm. This guy of coming to this thing of telling you, mini mtu wenu, mtu wa murima, mtu wa ponde la uva.
Mm.
That thing, it pisses me off.
Ujua mini mekachini na two shareholders. So I'm there like,
why we angry?
Yani shareholders, wanalia, hii kampuni haifanyi kazi.
Yote haifanyi kazi.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Tunafaa tufaya wasewa huko majuu.
Yako, I was talking about the same campaign you were talking about, but in a different way.
Yeah.
When we started, we said Occupy Parliament.
Yes.
So mimi nilikuwa natumia jina Occupy.
Occupy.
So ikakuwa Occupy Parliament, ikakuwa Occupy a Churches. Registration center.
Yes.
And then Occupy a polling station.
Yes.
So to mimi, Occupy a registration center was telling people to go take voter registration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So ile siku ile IBC watatuambia eko nene, pangeni line.
Mm-hmm.
Tuna need kushtua Ruto. Mm. Ana need kuona lines za voting.
Bro, na mnafahamu mke mapema hiyo day
hata kuna aone lines za voting on siku ya kunini Occupy. Then Occupy a polling station. That day tuko polling station.
Yeah.
Alafu we live in such a beautiful time. Unajua watu wajuagi is vitu. I always use my father as an example, yes. My father was never able to use the internet, never able to use a mobile phone, was never able to whatever because he died in 1996. Right now, you can be kwa waiting line, you're voting, and you have your smartphone and your earphones on. You're listening to music.
Mm. Inakubamba.
Inakubamba.
Mm.
So you can pass time easily.
Yeah.
There's no reason to be like, I'm not going to vote.
Because
you can wait on that line. Sindio?
Yeah, yeah.
So we need to do that. And that's the only way tunanini. So yes, hizi zote za kina kataa mtu wetu. Zote tunazifanya. Tukizweka under Occupy a polling station.
Yeah.
So, hiyo siku ni we have to show up.
Mm.
Lazima to show up na to vote.
Yeah.
Mtu asikuambia they are all the same. Wacha tuchague huyu instead of huyu. Let's make a choice. Because every time you say people are all the same and you stay at home, it means you are voting for the incumbent.
Yes.
Yes, you're voting for the status
quo. You're maintaining the status quo.
Yes. Yeah. Afadhali to disappoint huyu tupatiwa mingine. Kuzu mingine atakuwa like, shit, huyu alipatiwa 5 years.
Yeah.
Mia hatu atanipatia 2 years. Unaona? Then before you know it, the country changes. Because unajai story ya, like, remember before all this protest, people were so comfortable. Like, akina Cherargei walikuwa natuambia, we need to remove presidential term limits. Saizu umesikia wakiongea story.
Utasema nini mbele ya nani?
Yeah.
Wapi?
Because that's how, it shows you how important nini is.
But it's also important kwa, like, kwa age group kama yako. You know you are not kids, by the way.
We are not kids.
25, you are full grown adult. Eh?
Yeah.
Like, unacheki, whatever we are doing, sahi, like, we peleke ocha.
That's
like,
it.
Like, wambia, like, hey, niaje. Because, ase wajucho, unajua nini za tao. Most of them, maybe, tuakuja hapa Nairobi na nini.
Mm.
But unajua, most of the rigging na happening, yuko mashinani.
Mm.
Like, wende na simu. Like, peleka nini ujanja mta. Wambie, u kazini yako mwenyako pale, kwa like, ninyi mkitoka hapa mwende base ya boda, uni ule mse, wapati ya reflector. Amekuwa kifanya hivi na pesa zenu. Educate those people.
Yeah.
Between now and 2027.
That is actually the
if
plan.
If you still an idea kwa mse, itakuwa very hard. Ukisha open mse macho, itakuwa very hard. Ati wane mse ameenda ku nini, ameenda ku, ku, ku amekimbilia sijui track inapeana tisho sijui nini zige. You need to go back mashinani. Kura yangu you guys merudisha ocha jo.
Itabidi merudisha. You guys merudisha ocha. Ungele mashani na uwa.
Okay, because me na plan kuvote. Nimekuwa nikivote starehe for a very long time, but I'm planning to move mine to Langata. I'm just moving it just for convenience. To see like what happens. But still kwa takuuliza, Charlene Ruto, has she reached out? Akakwambia Kongoi for picking up the phone.
Before I answer that, lastly, on Kenyani Home, is that story of go and educate. That is actually what we are doing. It's not only about education for the Kenyan child, it's also about education for the common citizen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Take this thing, go and teach these kids. Now, we also want to establish Mashinani libraries. So if you have a book at home, kindly donate. Tutazieka kwa libraries. And what we will be doing is watoto na katiba. Teach these kids the constitution. Let them know everything about the constitution. When you teach a kid, you teach the whole family. Because kila siku atakuwa nakuja home, ni kama Sunday school. Na mami, by the way, umeona Mungu? Something like that. And so they tell you, by the way, polisi akikushika, hivi ndo inafai kue. Na pia wewe ufai kufanya hivi, ndo polisi asikushike. So watoto na katiba.
Okay.
Teach them everything. And then educate the voter. Why is it important to vote? Why do you need to vote? What is your power? Teach them human rights. Not only ati polisi akikushika, but also wewe as a human being. How do you need to treat that other person? What is right? What is wrong? Things like that. We normally feel like, kwa sababu sisi tuko in the age of information, sisi tuko Tao, tuko Nairobi, tuko Eldoret, we feel like everyone knows. Some people don't know these things. There's someone right now in the village undergoing GBV. Hajui it is wrong. You should not be beaten. Why are you being beaten? So take this thing to the village. Again, August 31st, Nairobi, tuta communicate venue.
Yeah.
Now, yes, she has not reached out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you heard that she has tried to reach out?
Zizi, nikuwa na try kumajini. Sinile ku reach out alafu kukwambia. Sisi ni watu moja. Tusiache. These non-shareholders wakuja katikati yetu. Iki tuniyetu.
Kila mtu by then is shareholder. Again, I said on X, hakuna KRA, inaitua Luo KRA. Hakuna ati juu mimi ni from this place, mimi silipi tax. Bro, mimi nalipa tax. And I think we need to get to this age of, tukisema watu wa mlima, we don't mean those guys. We mean if you live there and you pay tax.
Yes.
When you are, when mtu wa huko, mtu wa Ponde la Uva. If you live if you live in Eldoret.
Your accent,
if you live in Eldoret. Yeah, inakuanga Uva. Ponde la Uva. Kama wewe ni mtu wa Ponde la Uva, it is not meaning you are Kalenjin. It means you stay kwa Ponde la Uva and you pay tax.
Yeah.
Apo. Yeah. It needs to change, man. The status quo needs to change.
Okay. Sisi kama watu wa Bonde la Uva. Okay. So Charlene has not reached out, but pia lazima nikuulize kitu moja. One of the stories that happened around ile time ulizusha kabisa, you were offered a job by a senator. Why did you refuse the job?
It was not about the job. See, we started this by what happened during that time.
Yes.
And I told you, even when I stood to speak, it was not because I had been chosen to speak. No, it was because I was very frustrated. And so even when I was speaking out, it was not because I wanted that it to come out and tell guys, now I need a job. This is what is happening. There may have been, I remember, yes, I used to sell uji. I used to do hairdressing.
Yes.
But my parents have been very supportive of me.
Yeah.
It's not like walikuwa ameniachilia tu niende huko like a sheep ama like a goat in the grazing lands to go and do. No, they were holding me. So as much as it was part economic, it was also part mental, like I need to think about this cause. Okay. So nimesoma nafani niende. But sasa jusiendi, what will I do? Sahi, what will I do as I think of what next? That's what I used to do, and it was not, again, sikuwa nimeachiliwa niende just into the open ati wolves wakuje. And so that day when I was offered a job, it was, first of all, it is, I should make this very clear. I like to make things very clear. It was on X and not kwa my DM.
Oh, okay.
the only venye ali offer, the only way that job was offered was on his timeline. Like a passing thing, like Master Rus, come let's talk.
Ni, ni. Post.
Ivo. Ivo. Haku, he didn't call, he didn't DM, do these things that people who are serious actually do. And so what you need to do to know whether this guy is serious, task them. It's very easy. You'll know a joker from a very serious person.
Yes.
So I said, do this. Okay, it's good you have offered me a job, okay. But before I take that job, fika Senate, ongea na senators wenzako, tell them to return my money. It, yes, I told him that. And then he came again and replied and said, you know, we are not even friends with them and there's nothing I can do. As a whole senator.
Okay.
You know, story, president anatupigia saia, you know, my hands are tied, guys, there's nothing I can do. That is not true. You are a very powerful person, even as a senator.
Yeah.
Unezenda uko mwende msamonu mse. And the worst thing about it is, umse, munajua umse kabisa ameiba. Sisi tumesema, okay, mtatulize kwa api evidence ya ameiba. Shua samani trail. Mimi si niko. Mimi niko Kenya, bro. Minwe chila pasai. I should not be here. I should be in Canada or in Finland. So I tell you, go and talk to your fellow senators and compel this senator to return our money. And you say, guys, my hands are tied. There's nothing I can do, but I can offer you a job. Haya. Then you go and do elections. Again, for Ministry of Health chairperson. Unajua alipea nani? Mandago, bro. So he's heading the Senate Committee for Ministry of Health.
And he has a corruption case, a fraud alafu case.
Alafu muna expect dawa zifike hosi, muna expect interns wakwe posted.
But at some point, unajadhi kitu yote muangaliaga nasema, it all goes back to Ruto. Like, Ruto, how naiki like this is a mockery to his, because I was talking to some lawyers, na walikuwa na bonga juu ya the rot at CLE. Unajua CLE?
CLE.
The Council of Legal Education.
No, I know.
Yes. So with them, they have to bribe. So what happens is that ukifanya like inaitwa law. So una do the university. Then after university, you have KSL. To go to the Kenya School of Law.
Yes.
So hapo Kenya School of Law, uta do some oral exams. But then there are some written exams that you do through CLE. And it's 9 units. So
it's actually 9 units. Yeah.
Ati utapata most people.
You fail.
Au unapataga 8. Unapita 8. But then kuna bakisha 1.
Okay.
Hii moja, pass mark ni 50. You utapata 49 mara kama 6, 7.
48.
And it's a year. You have to wait a whole year to sit for this exam. So you see now, vile walianza kuzusha, they expected someone like Faith. Faith Odhiambo, because she's in the front line fighting for protesters to fight for them. She's not fighting for them. So what's happening is with law, kuna gatekeeping. There are lawyers who feel like there are too many lawyers in Kenya. So
same kuna thing happening some level EBK. Of gatekeeping. Engineers Board of Kenya. It is one of the most corrupt, probably after CLE. Very corrupt.
But
pia wana gatekeep.
Because kitu funny, we don't have enough engineers. I don't know about lawyers, which I also don't.
But why are you gatekeeping
now? In a third world country, like
we need engineers. Bro, like Bana, you're playing with our intelligence. You need to stop, no.
Sudi has a Maybach. Well,
Sudi is an engineer.
Awezi kuwa na Maybach na wewe saujiki.
Awezi engineer, sindio? Awezi engineer. Engineer ya INJ.
Yes.
Engineer. Engine, bro.
So in a console kunaonyesha that even Anne is not fighting for them, Faith. So that shows you why people like Ian have lost faith in the whole system. So unachiki like it's such a sad situation whereby everywhere you look, Kenya reminds you it's Kenya. And that is so messed up. Because me, nimekuwa nikiona huo dame, like, the way she goes around and does this. And I've always admired her. So to hear that there's some rotten stuff happening, and she can speak out and she never speaks out. Like, you're there like, damn, Kenya is Kenya, man. This country is this country. And I don't know, vile tuli sema, lazima ibadilike. So we have to fight, you know. Everything goes step by step mpaka time tutafika level tunataka kufika.
The good thing with humans is you see, unaweza tokea wewe peke last year, okay, mtata peke yake ndo alitokea ku fight finance bill, yeye na some unnamed people wamejichain hivi pamoja, and there was also the protests that Baba did. this year hakuna mtu mwenye alikuita kukulipa 500 bob.
Hey, watu walitokea.
Bro, so when you get tired and when you get tired enough, you will come out.
Yeah.
You'll be like, "Iko nane, nimekuja." Yeah. So of course, because going back to the job offer from Ledama, me, the way I looked at it, there's this one thing, ile msemaga, like the dynamics of being a woman and a man are very different. So mimi nilikuwa nafikiria uliogopa je hiyo, because as a woman you can never know if a man's intentions are good. Unajua hivyo? Unaweza kupata ni siku unataka kukatia huyu, acha nirushe kazi kama kama mahindi kama bait. So you can never know. So mimi nilikuwa nafikiria uliacha je hiyo, kumbe at least
uliacha. Niliongea na budangu msee, we are seated. In fact, arasija maliza kukwambia, we are seated in our living room. Nikamwambia dadi wameni offer job. Na nani ile dama? Unaitaka? Nikamwambia mimi sitaki kazi. Uko sure? Nikamwambia sitaki. Uko sure sure? Nikamwambia sitaki. Akaniambia, you know, whatever decision you make, if you take it or you don't take it, it's you who is going to live with that decision the rest of your life. So what do you think? Nikamwambia mimi sitaki job. Kaniambia sawa, mwambie mimi nitakusupport. That's
okay.
It.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And then nini? So kulikuwa na story yako ya hustle, because talking of hustling, this is a hustler government. So and the hustler government is a hustler daughter. I don't know Koshesikia Gaju daughter, this daughter of a billionaire who went to school and she used to sell samosas just to survive. And smokies.
Following your footsteps.
Yes. samosas and smokies. So I see that she inspired you. So pia ulikuwa na hustle. Kwa time uko nauza porridge?
Yeah.
Okay. Alafu pia ukakuwa hairdresser?
Yeah, in fact me, hey, by the way, watch out sasa ni. You see, someone might think enye udame ni kama haja soma ni. Mimi by then kuna closet certificate. Weenda ita MP hapa. Mwambie akuonyeshe class 8 certificate yake.
Class
8. Wengine hawajafika class, bro.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Haya, niko na form 4 certificate, of course.
Yes.
Ita MPs, some of the MPs hawakufika form 4, bro. You have to buy a form 4 certificate. I did that. I did certificate in environmental impact assessment / environmental audit. I did, of course, certificate in computer packages. Kila mtu yufanya hiyo. Kama ujafanya, bro, you need, so you need to go and do that. Most of these people in these public offices, they do not know how to operate Excel. Wacha sasa hata Excel. Kusave documents kama PDF. Very difficult. I did diploma in cosmetology. I've actually done, hairdressing has so many topics and subtopics, manicure, pedicure, massage, hairdressing, braids, taking care of hair, shaving people, doing dreadlocks, all of that. I did not take it as a washe case. I actually went to school for 9 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I studied. I graduated. Niko na mapicha. Yes.
Na ilikuwa before...
I did that.
Before Manda kwa kurudisha back to earth, ama ilikuwa...
That was...
Ni alikuwa ndo nani? Bororot.
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 So nili graduate. Okay, haya.
Akipi rotten.
Nimefanya wewe. Nimefanya education. I am a teacher by profession. Yes. So once I graduated, muite tena your masters, the masters of these people out here. Waambie wape certificate ya campus. Someone has to buy, bro. We go to University of Nairobi. Your name was not there. Haya, and then we say, msea meingia campus. And Babu Wino said something really profound. Alisema, kama ulingia campus na ukumaliza, bro, we ni form for liver. Period. So, yes, I graduated. Okay, I have a certificate in that. Then, now that is when I did cosmetology. Because I was, bro, I'm telling you, I had a plan. I was preparing to go abroad. I would go and be a hairdresser. There's really good money. If you guys go and Google, it's not a washe case like in Kenya, no? Doing braids, it's like $350. Najua yoni how much?
Say, yeah, najua.
$700.
Oh. Olikuwa najipanga, ndio kienda Canada. Iko tu economy.
Kutengeneza dready, kuset dready is like $650 to $1,000. Kukuretouch saa inge kwa na kuretouch, bro, na nilete ya $400, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. Porridge ni ya ni ujinaisi huko.
Which I don't...
plan.
Yeah, it's...
And then also I do web design. Not for work or anything, just for myself and keeping my mind busy. So yes, nikikwambia ningefanya masters na nifanye diploma na nimalize nifanye PhD, bro, I would have done that. I am not a stupid person.
Okay. Alafu kuna hiyo nini, like of course in that famous speech of yours ulibonga juu ya some kids getting a head start. So kuna sema the kids got offended.
Kind of, man. Wow.
So unza remind us what specifically you said.
Oh, I said I told Chelili wewe tulisoma na watoto wako, which is actually true. Tulisoma na how primary. I was in the same class with his daughter in primary. And then the son was ahead of us 1 year. Then the last born sasa alikuwa I think maybe 3-4 years behind.
Was he as rich as he is right now by that time?
For us to be studying in the same school kind of should show us where he was at the time at the moment. Tulikuwa like we were not poor. I cannot say me and them were poor, no.
But aikuwa
tulienda tu shule mzuri. That school was not a bad school. But it was not an international school.
What was the fee?
18k, 22k.
Yeah,
so it was a public boarding school. That is per year.
So kasema watoi wake wako
na ana before ni sawa, tulikuwa tunabebanga maize, tulikuwa tunabeba one bag of maize ama two bags of maize I think na one bag of beans something like that, alafu
githeri,
alafu inaitwa nini, unga ya uji of course
mnaenda kumua da
porridge. We started from way back.
So
weren't poor.
So in your past there's a moment you did this, huh?
Chelilim.
So pia to Chelilim
walikuwa. See, all of us bana one with up bana.
Eh. Nyo kushi kule yake.
Wasa hizi unapata the same kids wako.
Cannot relate, man, you know. And so he got really angry, texted my friend, told my friend, tell her that it wasn't us who took the money. Akasema I should nafani. He used really crude words. Like I didn't kashanga. Okay, bro.
To me, his words. Hapa ni econ. Alafu, you give me the right of reply to just tell him. Anaitwa nani?
Anaitwa Bill. Anaitwa Bill.
Fuck you, Bill. Sa, endelea sasa.
So, akasema I should stop. Why do I even have their names in my mouth and they are not the ones who took my money? And I asked him, okay, so you sent your kids abroad. All these parents here, we can point to where does it talk here. Wazazi wa mumba loans. Before I forget, there's this widow who sold nyumba yake na ploti yake. The same, like, penye walikuwa naishi. Aka move kwa rental house. Ndo firstborn aende maju. So you can see, you can point that one out. The father wa 4.2 million, aliuza 5 acres of land. Grandfather aliuza inheritance ya grandson. Ndo grandson aende maju. Tukomba loans. Like, you can point to where alitoa do. Accountability. Very easy. So I was asking him, we don't know whether you sold your land. We don't know whether you sold your house. We don't know what you did to get that money, but you sent them abroad. And he never, like, you see, if you are open and as accountable as you say you are, msee utokea na kusema, by the way, guys, to be honest, hapa ndo nilitoa do zangu. Wote.
Hata Bili kwa maju.
Wote.
Country gani?
Australia, UK, Australia.
Okay. Because ingekuwa US, ingekuwa mswala linifano. Hiko, fuck.
Oh, maybe hata Australia, naweza kuwa.
Yeah, naweza kuwa. But yeah. Australia si kama nini?
Si kama US.
Yeah, so hiko hapo nikuwa, fuck you, Bill. Hata kaya nifano, hiko nini? Nukuwa hapo na taxpayers' money.
Yeah. So I asked, and then I was, ndo sasa that was the reply, and not even to me, to my friend, akamwambia, mwambie to keep our names out of her mouth. And then mtoto wa, interestingly enough, mtoto wa Barorot ali respond, mi arasijua alitoa wapi the guts. So you see, I asked mtoto wa Barorot akwapi, mtoto wa Chelilim akwapi, mtoto wa Mandago ako wapi? She responded later on her IG and said, mimi niko hapa, I'm looking for money in Kenya shillings. And you know where the photo was taken? You see these supermarkets, the Rubis Total, like the petrol stations.
Convenience stores.
So we know you are not working there. Who are you lying to?
No,
I didn't respond. I was just
very tired. Wako kufanya wakenya wa msalimia? Kuzo wakenya waneza kusalimia?
Hei, wakenya waneza kusalimia. At the time, like I don't think wase walikuwa na salimia wase. It was just, this is so much drama. And as you had said, Ian, ulikuwa mesema, you didn't know the... like the extent to which this thing had damaged people.
Yeah,
people are still damaged even to this day. It's just that I spoke out, and so probably the limelight is on me. But there's people at home. There's a couple, a man, a lady. The lady had a kid. Then they had said, sasa sisi kama familia tutomba. Like very young people, like us. Basically my age. At the time, 24. So sisi, we are married, okay. Tutomba loan. Then we utaenda. Then... like umepangia family yako mzima. So now you are there with your wife, your kid, and your money is gone, and you are now servicing a loan that didn't help you in any way. Eri hata mngechukua mwende Masai Mara, mjue by the tulijibamba mse. Alafu sasa hii tunalipa.
Okay. Kwa sababu hii time yote nimekuwa nikisema I want to look at this motherfather called
Barorot.
He actually left Safaricom at some point. He was working for Safaricom also over.
Yeah,
like you guys just go and Google him. Don't want like when we say integrity is not a collective, it's not a collective.
He country new jinga, His Excellency. His Excellency, my ass. Fuck you, man. You're not His Excellency.
Nayo story ya watoto wetu, my daughter said my sons.
You
normally put, when someone wants to patronize you, they pull that card. You know you're my daughter, you know you're my son.
Na wao wako.
Sio hata nikuja nikule kwako. Wao
wako area.
Acha hata nikuje basi nilale kwako one night.
Kiweka demo wezi ofa hivyo.
But
sisi.
Yeah.
Sisi tunaweza. Yeah, alafu na check it jo. Jonathan B. Chelilim, governor, na engineer Barorot. John Barorot, deputy governor. Alafu, unajua wako wapi? Kalenjins online. Na check it. Two way to syndrome. Na check it. Kalenjins online. Chapa ile yellow ya UDA. Hey, alafu wakuongeza green. Tikira nani utoke na green.
Yellow iko wapi? Flag, bro. Flag.
Yellow iko wapi?
Yellow. Kuna yellow. Say, ini ya flag. Ini.
Yeah.
As in ana.
Black.
Yeah.
Mwafu penda.
Unajua mse atafanya aje. Mse atakati yo part. Mse apana.
No, like mse anajua yuko nini ni.
Yeah.
Wanajua tunakuanga sarcastic.
No, that's actually true.
Na wasapele na Kalenjins. Kwa sababu hakuna any other tribe ime rule this country. So
the way you know, that's very sad. But
so
again,
sisi shareholders, sisi unajua hata mkishtuka niko like kampuni inaanguka. So apparently pia tukigo back to politics, the list of nominees ile ilikuwa sent to parliament. Yes? So there were 10 of them. Do you know who was missing?
No, there were 11 before.
The AG they didn't
kuwekwa. People refused that. So America,
basically kila mtu alikuwa hapo kina Debra Mlongo Barasa, Alice Wahome, alafu sasa Simba mwenyewe of course alikuwa hapo, Aden Bari Duale EGH. EGH maanisha ni
elder of the golden golden hat or something.
Ministry of Environment.
Meaning it could be something so different at a unge amini. Guy!
What was your? Because I'm also fact-checking mine, Sai.
Miara, yangu si ati ya facts. Yangu ni off the top of my head.
Yeah, as I said, it can be a new title.
Hey, bro. Hey.
So, Nene. So, of course, to see what it may be, protests in Endelea, but what do you think is the end game? Like,
accountability, how long do you think
ama itakuwa ni every Tuesday hivi mpaka 2027? Are you ready for that? If that's what it takes.
Unfortunately,
every Tuesday till 2027. This is on a personal level. Because me nambia gaatu, if that's what it takes,
that's what it takes.
Mind it. Actually, don't mind it. Najua, it's, yeah. because it is what it is, as they say, because you can't make people hopeless and then be angry at them for, like, if people had something to do, most of them would not be on the streets. No, the worst thing
is hatuna vitu ya kufanya, so hata mkisema nini ama nini, Tuesday tu watu wanatokea, tunatokea tu, because what's the alternative? Stay home.
Yeah. Now, I think the sad thing about it is on Tuesday, now the Tuesday protest, they moved into neighborhoods. So kuna mtu alikuwa shot in Imara Daima. They were shooting, like, kuna Subaru ilitokea masaiza, what was it called, the place? Outer. Outer Ring Road, and they just started shooting randomly. Okay. You know, that one can catch anyone, even in the house.
Yeah. Even kids.
Even in the house. So I feel like they are starting to take the ninis to the neighborhoods.
Because that one, yeah, something meona pia since in Kahawa. Like, unangale seriously, saa Kahawa kumedu. Unacheki, so ni vile. Jota ni kuja even nimetumia this size of Nairobi West. Na naona, I was seeing, like, you know, heavy police presence. Niko like, hii area. Kama kuna area, I have to uachant haki yetu. So, because predominantly, unachekini, wasoma kwa hizi area.
Yeah.
When I see them closing their business, niko like, no.
Because the protest.
Because unacheki, side ya Jogoo Road, unaona like, hiyo road ina, ni wame push protesters to that side. So it makes sense. But it's a side ingine. Na that's where unapata these stray bullets, unacheki. Like place enya, kuna protesters, they go and, you know, shoot some few people. And then they take the body.
Put it protesters
somewhere else, unacheki. See, unacheki, like, kuna wana, news, was it yesterday? Kuna sema, oh no, it's today morning. Kuna sema there are guys who are shot, but pale hivyo wakiandikishwa na polisi, because polisi unajua wanafaa kupeleka mocha.
Kuna sema ni accident, bro.
Uko na accident na bullet kwa kichwa.
Mbona uko na bullet point blank?
So that's what they're doing. So for people, like, unacheki kama uko on the opposite side of where kuna mayhem, you can actually be shot. Nacheki.
Sasa si basi tu eri basi wende ujoin na wase penye wako, kwa sababu I think it's even safer than we peke yako kukua uko kwenye uko.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. But sasa, let's be realistic. Tarus, has this affected Ruto even by 1% in Kalenjin land? His voting. Let's be realistic. Because Kenya is still a very tribal country, yes? So when I look at you, I see a Boniface Mwangi. Boniface Mwangi alikuwa the guy who would criticize Uhuru and criticize Kibaki. And he was treated as someone who'd betrayed his community. So last week, nilina dem fulani alitokea, alikuwa nitwa something, akisema betray the community. So
first of all, respect ni two-way. You respect me, I respect you. As an employee, nikikulipa ufanye job. Okay. Before nikulipe, unafanya kazi.
Yes.
Then end month, you expect me to respect you enough, nikulipe siku yenye tuli agree. Like. So it's just a two-way road. I will not be quiet at it just because this person is mtu wetu. Yeah. It is the people that are getting affected by this mtu wetu syndrome are the people that are trying so hard to protect them. And so when I say ground may shift, I think there's a Tuesday, if not 25th, the Thursday before that, mliona eli wase walitokea videli sana.
Yes.
Then they even took that wheelbarrow down. Then the next time you see, I think on Wednesday, wakalipa wase waende wa install wheelbarrow tena juu. That was not us. And so you can see the people that, like, she spoke and said something. And people came out and said, actually, you cannot say you are speaking for us. Sisi venye tunaongea hivi, si atuongee na wewe. Weenda jiongelele mwenyewe, and then everyone else speak for themselves. Ground may shift. People have been affected. When I tell you this Finland scandal has affected people, it has really affected people. It deeply, not and for generations. You see, now this is the worst thing. At least ingekuwa like 20k ama 10k yenye na ku affect for 1 year, 2 years, if it's that bad. And then eventually inaji sort out. But bro, people have lost millions. This is something that will affect not only you as a parent,
yeah,
but mimi, mimi kama student, na mimi kama mzazi wa that gen alpha mwenye anakam, or the next generation. So it has affected us. And I feel because it has taken that effect, then it is so deep that inabidi umechange mind. As much as unataka kuprotect umse, umse ataki kukuprotect, why are you there? So ground may shift, man. Story ya mtu wetu na the Kalenjin land na bro.
Alafu kwanza hiyo lazima nikuulize, places like Baringo North ushaenda huko? Because the president Baringo North had a president for 24 years, if you go to Baringo North, can you smell that these people had this place had the president for 24 years? Because what I had happened with Magufuli, as was developing TZ, he actually developed mpaka village yake. He did some stuff kwa, like on a village level. He did things that had never been done around your place alikuwa anatoka.
Bro, during the time of Moi, farmers were the farm before, wachana during, before Moi, farmers were the, I think, among the richest people in the country. They were so rich because farming was working and everyone needs food. And venye tumeambiwa tu tangu tukwe watoi, agriculture is the backbone of our economy. So, side note, I was say wanataka ku break backbone and then sijui wanataka ku ride on what. It's very difficult. I cannot even imagine. Now, back to Moi. During, when he was the VP, Nicholas alikuwa, Nicholas B. Watt, very rich man. Died a very rich man. Na watoto wake wakakata hiyo story ya shamba yake nini. They just decided, no, you see, no, I don't want these things.
Hapo Jamili ndana nikuonyesha adoption papers zangu. He had adopted me.
Bro, juyo estate ni mingi, but your estate ata ni vizuri kupewa by the way. Kwa sababu, inakujanga na vitu zake mse. You know, people have shed tears for that, people have shed blood for that land.
You can turn them to laughter.
Inherit
a bad situation.
The universe has a way of coming back to you.
Bro. I'm going to eat at the Ouko farm. Ikon. So?
So, KFA. KFA, KTDA, karibu nseme KMPDU guy. All these associations for farmers, they were very strong. And there's this, Nicholas Biotali noticed, akasema, he said something very, again, profound, sadly profound, profoundly sad, that these people, you cannot control the rich people. And so one time he walks into an Nakuru bar and he tells these guys kwa bar, Chesire is one who was told, nyinyi, mnajiona, mnatudharau kwa sababu mko na pesa. Wacha tuingie kwa serikali, ndo mtajua that you cannot put a donkey to try and compete with a horse, to try and play catch up. Immediately, Moi alikuwa prezo. He made a roadside declaration. Afraha Stadium, venye tu alikuwa nafanyanga na wasewa na kuwa fired nini nini. He shut down KFA. So it was made
and why did
financially it was financially disabled and then kiasi ikafungwa.
But
and
he went had the Kalenjin vote for a very long time. So why did he have it?
He didn't only go after, before I come to that, he didn't only go after KFA, he went again after KCC. All these, yani all these associations, even for coffee, KMC, all these associations, he went after that. And now you could see the farmer amekuwa impoverished. Kwa sababu, instead of us as an association, as KFA deciding the price for our products, ni gavando ina decide price ya products zetu. And so it is this thing that is happening right now, it's not new. Kama like Sahi NCPB, ukienda, I talked about this, I'll repeat. Ndo watu waone how bad the road is. Wase wakienda NCPB. Unauziwa seeds, unauziwa fertilizer, top dressing, na bei yao. So you can find that it is very expensive. And you expect siku yenye nitaleta seeds zangu kuuza my produce, they'll give me a good price. So they hike these prices. And then when you go and sell them your maize, they give you really poor prices. and that is how they wali manufacture poverty. Hiyo time ya Moi sahi wana try to do the same thing, and that is why lazima we make really not even enough, too much noise. Wase wa Baringo North, huwezi ona difference ya wase wa Baringo North na wase wenye wako Baringo South. Because this guy, this mtu wetu thing, did not help. He may have done things in his lifetime, like educate the girl child and all of that. But this thing of mtu wetu, and saying we are protecting mtu wetu because he was president for 24 years, there's nothing to show for that. Ata tunezenda uko kwa Murima. Wasewa Gatundu. Kwetu. Yes. Okay. And we say, this guys produced two presidents. What do these guys have to show for producing two presidents for this country? Nothing.
Jiggers.
Exactly. Jiggers. Bro. And you see how sad that is. Some of the towns and villages ziko better than easy counties zenye tunasema wali produce president. And so this thing of protecting him just because he shares your name, bro, stop. Guys,
okay.
Let's be serious.
Let's wait and see what happens. But tukimalizia cha tumalizia na philosophy. Kuna we were having a philosophical chat. Like argument before. I don't know if it's an argument or whatever. And the reason why this came up tukot na bonga jo Bangladesh, yes?
Bro, yeah.
And I was saying the way Bangladesh protests are different. And the reason why I felt like they're different is because Bangladesh is a predominantly Muslim country, if I'm not wrong.
Through that,
the way they approach a protest is very different from the way Christians approach. Because wa Kristo naonanga, according to mimi, munapenda kuongea juya in heaven, but you're never ready to go there. Kama juzi, I was joking about how, what's his name, Kuna, spent $3 million to stay alive. How do you spend $3 million to stay away from your father? Alafu, as soon as, even before his body starts decomposing, his wife is there fighting for the leadership of the church. Instead of yeye mwenyewe pia anza kufikiria.
So Kuna pia alisema Kenya ni ho. There's not a better place.
Yeah. So alafu, so yeah, unachukwaje? Do you feel like Christians wagamko in religion 50-50, amkwagi 100% in it?
Hey bro, mimi kisema siwezi ongelea wase. That's a very, first of all, it's a very emotive subject, sadly.
No, and considering and see, we live in a democracy, that's why you should be able to say, to talk about emotional subjects. What I'm
not for not on behalf of them. Mineza jiongelea, mineza kwambia mi view yangu ni nini.
Okay.
First of all, again, let me repeat, it is a very emotive subject. Mse areza kukuja, aku crucify bro, na misi Christ, guys, alright? So, I think it is a very sad state of affairs. Squeezy vitu mingi ni sad state of affairs.
Yeah,
unakatu hivi unafikiria, this is actually a sad state of affairs. And uko ready kudedi, bro?
Not really. You know why?
Why?
Mine is very simple. I always believe that death is final. So I have two approaches towards death, yes? I don't fear it, but I don't want it. And the reason why I don't fear it is, I fear it in my own way, but the main thing is I don't want it. And I don't want it because I know I have one life. There's no life after death. There's no reincarnation. There's no all that. I call it bullshit, yes? But on the other side, as much as I fear it, I also don't fear it because when I'm dead, I won't know I'm dead. So the
But you know you're dying.
Yes. Okay. So I fear this I'm dying moment. That's the moment that I hate most about
death.
Yes. Knowing that you're dying. Yes?
Every day.
So I'd prefer a head shot in a pasua brain, pop up, than kitu ya shingo. Ilemwambiaga kina Ian kitu ya shingo atalia na kijaka with the famous kijaka line akonga athoma late I've died painfully. Yes, so there's that. So hiyo nini, but I always believe that ukiisha umeisha, you cease to exist, you won't know you're dead because you'll be dead. And that's how I look at death. But now, religion sells life after death.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it lies to you like, eh, hata ukiteseka kama shareholder, usijali. You have 100 acres of land waiting for you. Wilbur Kericho,
you have a chariot in heaven.
Eh, alafu tusha, anani? Nianza kufikiria juu ya vitu zingine. Alafu sasa hapo, ile time unaambiwa, you have 100 acres, unaambiwa pia, bibi, kama if you're a man, unaambiwa, utaacha bibi yako on earth. Kule utapata wanawake wamebeba kila kitu unapenda.
Yeah.
Wanakupikia vyakula na pia wanakupika wewe. Whatever, I don't know. So that's the package that's
being sold.
Out. That's being sold. Yeah.
And a lot of people buy it. That's why, like, when Annie was mourning Bishop, she's a bishop right
she's
now.
Actually a bishop.
Something Kiuna.
Mm-hmm. Kathy
Kiuna. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When she was mourning her husband, she says his last words were, "Let me go home." Unaona? So if that is home, what are we doing here? So that's the nonsense that I don't like, because it makes people believe that this is not final. So don't fight for this because there's something after this. But the reality is,
mm-hmm.
there's only this. And there's not only this, you are lucky to be alive. So since you're lucky to be alive, try and have the best life possible. Because you're alive against all odds. So najua ile story, like every man, inakuwa like every time a man ejaculates, he ejaculates enough to impregnate every woman on earth. Najivo?
Yeah.
One in it. So that means how many humans could have existed that don't exist, that you exist. So someone to tell you have to die for you to finally enjoy life. How does that make sense?
No, I think that's a twisted. It's you see, kuna kuangana extremes, man. It's like when the extremists who are Muslims tell them, you see, if you go and kill these kafirs, then you get 72 women in heaven. Same in Christianity when we saw this Shakahola thing of, bro, that was sad, bro. Hey! And again, it happened during this month's reign. Yani hata unashanga, bro. Kwani wewe, what are the gods saying about you? Sorry for that.
The good thing is you say the gods.
What are the gods saying about you? Juzi tunatoa miili kware. Again, bro, something you're not seeing, what? And so you see, wase wanaambiwa, there's this lady mwenye ali give 7 million. Akaenda huko akastarve. In fact she was never found. I never followed up on that story. But at the time she had not been found. And so unaona mse anakupedolia hii story ya if you starve you go to heaven, you go and meet God quickly. And then for me, I tell you, me I'll die the last one because I am your shepherd, I should encourage you. It gets to a point where, bro, we si mjinga. Use your brain. As much as this thing is about faith, because tulikuwa tunadiscuss story ya faith, tukasema, you cannot believe this is a microphone and you know it's a microphone.
Yeah, yeah.
As much as kuna story ya faith, there's also things that you also have to think for yourself. And so, me si dhani, ati just because we are predominantly Christians wase wana approach stuff na 50-50. It's talk man 50-50. guys bana, I think everyone at some point has Uko that sure. moment of reckoning. Yeah,
sure that if Ian was something 100% like sure that is not going to even get 72 virgins, 72 hoes in paradise. Unafikiri yongo angekuwa amechukua risasi sasa hivi? If he was 100% sure.
But that's why, you see, that faith, needs... Mm-hmm, that
faith, needs. I think, let me re-quote what I said. Eh? Mm-hmm. It's a Jamaican I saw online who said you only believe what you don't know. Sir Ian.
Okay.
So you don't believe that this is a microphone. You know this is a microphone.
Yeah.
You don't believe this is Mafrika. You know this is Mafrika.
Yeah.
You only believe what you don't know. And that's why people believe in God.
Because
you can only believe what you don't know. So, yes.
Nilikuwa nasema, I think it needs some level of sycophancy. Like even in this in this moment kuna mse mwenye anaona yenyewe prezo is very right, keep doing what you're doing, keep shooting them and do, you know, it needs some level of devil may care attitude and I nime retire my brain, I no longer want to use my brain, so what I'm going to do is fully and wholly believe that I am going to get 72 virgins or fully believe that God has told this man to tell me. Lakini mbona Mungu asikuje kuniambia mimi mwenyewe? Mbona Mungu aende akwambie wewe ukuje uniambie ni starve to death? So there's some level of I have to think for myself. But nilikuwa nasema I think sisi wote at some point mse anaogopa that moment of reckoning akijiambia bro na ni kidedi. But as much as there's that, there's also this of okay, so there could be heaven and there could be hell and there could be nothing. Kama venye unasema, like when you're dead, you're dead.
Yes, there's nothing. Because me, if I was to die and actually find out kuna life after death, yes, and people who are dead look out for people who are on earth, and I just feel like,
he's looking at me from the stars. My dad is
up there looking. Mine is a jamna Buddha, jo. 1996 umekufa
yote.
Ukaona Apple inaanza vizuri. Hawezi niambia Bill Gates, Steve Jobs,
whisper something.
Alafu ukakaa chini ukaona Bitcoin, una discuss Bitcoin in heaven. Alafu hawezi niambia just take 1000 Bitcoin and hold that shit till 2024. Unajua 1000 Bitcoin mpaka saizi ni ngapi tu? Hiyo ni $80 million.
Because yeah, they were so close to the star. Yes. Na wange washa yako.
Kuna mtu. Yeah. Do you know that there is a person who bought pizza in, I don't know which year in America. He bought pizza with 10,000 Bitcoin. That's how useless Bitcoin was. 10,000 Bitcoin.
Mm.
I didn't run out of pizza.
Hey.
Yeah.
Umse akifikiria hivi saisi anasikia kudedi bro. 10,000
Bitcoin. Yoni $800 million. Saizi ngekuwa nimekaa chini. Yote kiconvert into shillings comes to around how much? Like if you convert this is into shillings would come to around I don't know ipoteza. Kwa 800,000
yeah, some of close to budget ya Kenya.
Billion comes to around 100 billion Kenyan shillings. Yes.
Okay.
Neza kaa chini tu na like Ruto, niko like I want to pay off part of Kenya's debt. But I have to pay it directly to China. But from now henceforth, the CBD will be called Mwafrika. And you have to declare it. And I think I go like, how about I go Mwafrika? So I'm going like, you know that Mwafrika, leo, let's take it. Like, that's,
you
understand? So, like, if you are up there, you are dead, and you can see this shit, and you are doing nothing for me, fuck you.
You should die again.
Ah, yeah, Ziba. You should die
twice.
Look out. That's why, like, akunaga evidence of people who are dead looking out for people who are, I know it's a very good, in a warm fuzzy feeling,
you know, feeling but, like you're being watched over,
but it's nothing. I think it's final. It's sad that it's final, but it's also good that it's final. We're trying to imagine
how bro, life doing is this sweet
vile life inakuwa tamu alafu hapo juu kutu like yani wanaendelea tu na mimi nimekufa tu awalii leo. It would be so sad, like just looking at people moving on, you know.
Yeah,
cuz
and you can't.
Yeah, and you can't, like it would be a sad state of affairs. Yeah, I actually love the fact that it's final.
I feel as if you would be in so much peace, like okay, so siku ya floods we hauko part of that. You don't have to worry about what the president will do tomorrow. You don't have to worry about
if you are an inyo na familia yako ikiflood, you're like, oh, I'm looking.
Wanakuja sasa. No, they're coming now to me. Like, come home, guys. Something like that. But I think it calls for a moment of inflection. Like, unafaa look inside na uji ufikirie kabisa. So that msee akikwambia go and starve or bring me everything of yours or come and serve me. And this thing of being a wife, being 82 wives to one man who claims to be Jesus Christ. And there's this, I read this meme somewhere saying, someone said, it's been 5 years now since, at that time, it's been 5 years now since Jehovah Wanyonyi went to be with himself.
And yes, just yes, like, yes.
Okay, guys, but make
me sense. Actually respect, you know, like, kina Wanyonyi, Yesu Watongeren,
yeah, yes,
I respect them because they know.
Even the Kanyaris, on the other side now.
Yes, even akina Kathy Kiuna.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I respect them because people knock down who the notice hassle. That you can get free money from people by just selling them what will happen to them after they die. And these people will never know. You see, the good thing ni utakopale kwa sanduku uliko naombewa jana. Aujui that the prayers didn't work. You don't know that.
You died.
But before
you die,
reply.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
Say as you die, that moment.
But you can't talk. That's the best thing about it.
You can't tell guys.
Yeah. Your last one can't be like, fuck this. Because you'll hold on to faith. Go like, at the last moment,
when it determines he's going to it save matters me. The most.
But it's Nene. But let's see, because you know that card is the card that Ruto has used for a very long time. The rallying call imekuwaga si uchawi ni maombi. Saizi wasi wako afadhali uchawi bwana hii maombi. So pia kuna hiyo. But Masi, asante sana.
Yeah.
Stay safe out there. Alirja Masi bila alifika pale kwa rada. Alikuwa nogo pajoni za anza kwa nafuata alikuwa rada. So stay safe out there.
Yeah.
I think the abductions will continue happening.
Bro, now you can't tell me to stay safe and then come at bro.
Zizi, I'm just saying, unajua ni vizuri ujue.
Nikaange nikijua
ukiwa kwa rada. Like never never inaitangwa nini never ile put your guard down.
Complacent.
Yeah. So stay safe out there.
Yeah. Plus also whatever she that day that we are not planning to speak, you know.
Yeah, that was an iconic moment.
That was an iconic moment because when you are dating back, like this wokeness ilianza api. You know, we are here kwa like nikasema like there's a girl, you know, ikitu ilianza hapo, you know, you standing up na nini.
Because you time atakuwa tunakuamini, tuko like damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like umefanya kitu. The country was divided at that time. We were just saying hiyo ni shida ya wakale.
Nasa hiyo ndo inakuanga shida, bro. So tunafaa tuamke, man.
Yeah. So ile time watu alianza ku reject finance bill akaona like kuna place to live, ilianzia wapi. Watu walianza ku lose fear wapi and then it's people like you and the customers of this world.
And Wanjiru. I am not cooperating, bro.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm respect.
Yeah, so and it's been a beautiful whatever. Yeah. But yeah, so let's keep the fight. According to me, the protests are working. Let's keep Tuesdays kwe holiday hapa Kenya. So hata by the time US wana vote sita kwa pia tuko home. Tuko like, give me mko nyumbani. Mko nyumbani, mnachagua nani? That's the last thing nenda kuuliza. Who's winning? Trump ama Kamala?
Trump.
Okay, why?
Because it would be so sad to think of Kamala winning.
Why?
Meg Whitman.
Kwa nitaki Kamala
shinde? Meg Whitman! Bro, what are tuuza kama inchi? Like, you see these guys, they were together in government. And then this ambassador to Kenya.
What, Meg Whitman used to be a Republican, yes? So she was just offered a job by Biden. That's why I kind of came.
But now she's here. But now, once umekuwa offered a job, that means umekubali. Umekubali, like, the terms and conditions. You took it. You're not a poor person.
Okay. Because me, of course, Kamala stuck history yake juu how they handled history ya Israel na Gaza. Like
okay, there's that. But mimi tunaogopa. Okay, see, tunaogopea, lakini tumesema at some point we are selfish. So me, I fear for Kenya, manze. Hey, they'll sell us wholesale. Hey, hata unize retail, bro. Hey.
Okay. Wacha tuona vile kataenda. So, Biden finally, of course, alisema, fuck it. Kuna wasa anasema Biden asha dead. So, sijika ame dead ama iku alive. Yo, conspiracy, mnafikiri iku alive ama dead?
Alive? Tutaona.
That death conspiracy. Okay. I think he's still alive.
Yeah. So imekuwa ni episode 335. Kama kawaida bila susemaga, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
Tukimalizia 335. Tukisema Eko Nene.
Eko Nene.